I saw a unicorn the other day.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually a trailer, which I then saw the movie, and the trailer didn't give absolutely everything away.
It's a miracle.
And it's coming soon.
The cube may be small, but we still need Panavision or a Cinerama to contain them. The Cube Critics.
Justice League, I can't say I've been looking forward to it. I just can't. I really enjoyed Wonder Woman. I'm excited to have Wonder Woman back on the screen. But as for the rest of them, Batman is such a bummer.
I know there's a whole lot more of them.
A bummer. I don't know if he shows up, but he's a bummer. Anyway, how is it?
The Justice League takes off from the end of Batman versus Superman, where, of course, Superman didn't make it.
That's right.
And the question is asked, what is the world going to do? And apparently it's not going to do very well because there is this intergalactic super being called Steppenwolf who is surrounded by mutant fly beings that love fear, and he's coming down to destroy the world.
Oh, so, no! Who will save us,
well,
Ewan?
Well, Batman obviously has to put together a team. And so that's why we see, well, Wonder Woman, of course, is already on board. But we get The Flash, we get Cyborg, we get Aquaman, and they go at it. Now, there are moments of brilliance in this.
Brilliance? Really,
well,
brilliance?
I mean,
of okayness?
They actually have a problem because they're coming a couple of weeks after Thor, which was kind of a laugh riot. There's a bunch of laughs in this, but also this is a really uneven film. There are now so many characters, and you have to introduce them, and they all have their
all that table
setting.
And
well, it's not even after that. They all have their own issues, and frankly, you don't really care that much. Zack Snyder is the director again. He's a lot lighter touch this time around.
Oh, good.
But, well, we'll be getting more of them, no doubt, because as they spin off with all the other
I'm just going to go see Thor again.
Okay.
I'm forgetting about the Justice League already.
But
okay.
Last Flag Flying, though.
The Last Flag Flying opens. This is a new Richard Linklater film, and it is about three guys who had served in Vietnam together. And it's set in 2003, 2004.
Yeah.
So they're played by Bryan Cranston, Larry Fishburne, and Steve Carell. And they have to go on a road trip. And I really didn't know that much about it when I started watching it, so I don't want to give away too much. And at one point, I thought it was going to be kind of a jokey, like, hey, you know, bucket list kind of a carousing boys on the road.
I was dreading this. I was dreading this film.
It is not that. It's a little uneven. It goes on a little bit too long. But there's so many great moments and these great characters. I loved every moment that Larry Fishburne and Bryan Cranston are on screen glowering at each other. And I found it incredibly moving. And I really, really liked Last Flag Flying.
Lots of moments of pathos in it and an exploration of the military experience and the way that it has changed and the ways that it has also remained the same in different worlds. Mm-hmm. I found it very, very moving, and I think brilliant performances by all three
and
of them.
There are a couple times when I was laughing hysterically, too. And it brings back the joy that we've lost. Remember when you first got your cell phone and how miraculous it was?
Yes.
This brings it all back.